The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer we said we pray for the grace to discern what is right and to carry it out. So what is engaged is both your intellect and your will in that prayer. How can we discern what is right? Well, first is we have to obey the commandments. Second, we have to try to be faithful to our state of life. Then after that, it's not always clear what God's will might be in certain circumstances. That's why it's good to have spiritual direction. And years back, the young people would be wearing those bracelets, WWJD. I like that. So if you don't have enough time to consult your spiritual director, you find yourself in a circumstance, WWJD. I would actually think it'd be a good idea to have two. One WWJD, another one WWMD. What would Jesus do? What would Mary do? Then act accordingly. In other words, they are our models. What would Jesus and Mary and Saint Joseph, what would they do in this particular circumstance? So then carry it out and trust that God will give you the grace. Those who've done the spiritual exercises, this 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 to 10, excellent passage for holy indifference. What suffering St. Paul went through. There are 20 different sufferings that he goes through. But one way in which writers employ their pen is what is called literary contrasts. What is a literary contrast? There's an interplay between polar opposites. St. Paul speaks about a suffering he has, but then a blessing that comes from that. What about the world? The sufferings that Paul has, the world would see them as curses. But no. What does he say? Afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts, all these different sufferings that he goes through. And then he speaks about how he rejoices in all these sufferings. He says, in that we have to obtain purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, in the Holy Spirit. And I think the key there is the Holy Spirit. If we have the Holy Spirit, then we have the seven gifts. wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude. There we have it, right? Fortitude, piety, fear of the Lord. So it's a gift of the Holy Spirit to sustain us, to be able to suffer patiently for Christ. So when you're going through sufferings, see your sufferings not as a curse, but as a blessing. Father Solanus Casey, who's already blessed, who was the spiritual director of my great uncle in Detroit, he would often say, God, I thank you for the crosses that you send me even before they arrive. Amen or oh me. I don't think anyone here has ever prayed that in your life. Probably never even occurred to you. Usually prayer is, Lord, ward them off or prevent them before they come. But I meditated upon that phrase of Casey more than once. And theologically, he's correct. Because if God sends us these trials that we're listening to in St. Paul, if God allows it, it's always for our good. For our purification, for our conversion, for our growth in virtue. St. Philip Neri, there's a story where he's praying to grow in patience. And as he really liked the sacristy in order, very persnickety, he really liked order. And there was a man who came into the church there. He was always disordering everything in the sacristy. And that really bothered him. And he was praying to God, Lord, give me patience. And this guy would come in and be disrupting everything in the sacristy. And then he's talking to Lord. Said, Lord, I'm begging you to give me patience, but when are you going to get rid of the sacristan? No? He said, well, I said you're paying for patience, that's why I sent you this sacristan. It was purposely that individual that was disrupting all of his plans that was the response of the prayer of St. Philip Neri, give me patience. So often I think we don't recognize the way that God speaks to us through persons, places, things, circumstances. And that's only going to come about through discernment, as we said earlier. It's only going to come about if you have a discerning heart and you do your daily examine every day faithfully. But I think if you do the daily examine well, there's a huge difference between doing it and not doing it. Because if you do it well, you're aware of the ways in which God is working with you during the course of the day. But if you don't have the discerning heart, things happen, God is speaking to us, and we're not aware of God's presence. You got that? Very important. That's what St. Ignatius says, never skip your daily examine. Always be faithful to that. Okay, the gospel is a gospel in which Jesus is challenging us not to seek revenge and not to live simply on a level of pure justice, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. Now, in the Old Testament, that was already much better than the other pagan religions that surrounded the Jews. Living out justice, that's already good. But it's not good enough for Jesus. Jesus wants us to go beyond the justice, and he wants us to live something much more demanding, and that is mercy. It's not eye for eye and tooth for tooth. And if you read that, this is really radical. Someone smacks you in the cheek. Is this what you do right away? Fat chance. That's New York for, I doubt it, huh? Often is, you know, someone does that and you give them a black eye, or you send them to the dentist, huh? Without any teeth, huh? That's the natural person. So Jesus is challenging us to go beyond living on the natural plane to be living on the supernatural plane. Have you ever read The Life of the Saints? One occasion, Saint Vincent de Paul was begging money for his poor. And someone came up to him and spat in his face. And he said, "Merci beaucoup. Parlez-vous français? Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. Now, please give to the poor." And the guy was so taken aback that he opened up his wallet. Maybe read The Life of Mother Teresa. She's begging a rich man for some money, and she stuck out her hand, and the guy spat in her hand. She said, "Oh, thank you very much. How about for me poor?" Only the saints, filled with the grace of God, are able to do these heroic acts of humility, patience, and mercy. So if you read the Gospel, and you read the first reading, it should make you feel uncomfortable for where you're at right now. This should make you feel very uncomfortable. Remember the saying, "I've come to comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable." We have a tendency to be comfortable, comfy. We like to rest and be complacent, and we don't accept the challenge to keep growing. If you stay in the same place, you're never going to progress. If you're in a boat rowing, if you don't row against the currents are going to drag you downstream. So today, let's beg for the grace for discernment and to carry out what God inspires within us. Let's pray for the grace to recognize that to arrive at heaven, we have to go through many trials, as we read in St. James and St. Paul. And let's pray for the grace when people hurt us or offend us, we will not give in to the spirit of resentment, but we will be merciful. As Jesus says, "Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful." Amen.